Hi everyone, and welcome to the Clarity, Choice and Change bundle of focus. I'm so delighted that you have started this bundle this month, and really what this is about is trying to get you to experience more change. But first of all, to experience more change, we have to get clear on what's working in our life, what's not working. We also have to make better decisions and choices that lead us towards a path of what's truly right for us, even if at times those choices feel difficult. So I've put together a small workbook for you this month, but the content in the workbook or the work that you'll have to do will actually be quite large. So I didn't want to put too many pages to confuse you and to keep it quite simple. And I just wanted to go through the bundle with you in a little bit more detail to give you any help. As always, do feel free to send me an email over to carolinemariamead@gmail.com. and ask me any questions you have on the bundle, or even just to let me know how you're getting on. I'd be delighted to hear about that. The reason why I wanted to do this bundle is so often we want to make better choices and we want to experience change. Who doesn't? And also there's great parts of our life too that we want to keep the same. And maybe we have to make choices to keep that part of our life the same or maintain them. But oftentimes, because we are so busy, because we have a lot going on, lots of people to think about, lots of responsibilities, busy in our jobs, maybe pressures financially, romantically, or anything else as well, maybe physically, we can find that everything gets, this was conjured up in our mind like a ball of wool, and we start to try and get through that ball of wool and do it unsuccessfully. We also can find that when we are feeling stressed or overwhelmed or just simply have too much going on in our minds, it actually can affect the choices that we make. We can make choices that are more instantaneous. Let me just make this choice right now to give me a short-term solution, and it doesn't actually help us in the long term. We'll find ourselves back in the same pattern or situation within a couple of weeks. Some people can even experience it within a couple of days. So my hope for this bundle for you this month is to get really clear, and that's the best way to get this stuff sorted or that ball of wool or knotted in your mind. I was taught before, and I found this a really, really good practical technique, that when I'm feeling stressed, I imagine myself putting every single thing that's in my mind on a table. So I can either write it out in a piece of paper and put all the pieces of paper on the table, or for me, I just literally visualize all of the stress going out onto the table. And what I do is I start to move back. Okay, what's actually really important at the moment and what can just stay in the background for the time being? The first thing we're going to find of most importance is ourselves. We spend a lot of time looking outside of ourselves. When work is better, when romance is better, when finances are better, I'll put more focus into me. I'll get my head to be less overwhelmed and it'll all be fine. Except we never get there, because as we're doing all of those things and trying to move forward, our head gets more full and we can make those decisions or choices that aren't going to be great to getting us out of these patterns. And looking after ourselves becomes a distant memory and something that never actually gets addressed. So by putting things on the table and looking after ourselves first, then we can start to make choices and take actions that are going to help us progress and move forward and actually to experience wonderful change. I suppose people are probably sick at this point of hearing me say we are actually here to have really good lives, because we can be experiencing difficulties that just make us feel like that's not possible. And I know for me personally, I go through times like that as well quite often. Actually, I'd probably say once a week I have moments of, why is everything like this happening to me? What am I doing that's so wrong? And it's not that we're doing things wrong and we shouldn't be punishing ourselves. We have to have compassion. Sometimes, again, it's just about taking a moment to breathe, to be in the present moment, to look at how we're feeling emotionally, and then we can deal with what's going on. And that would be my advice for you this month. So let's get started. So if you open up your workbook at this point, I'm going to just run through everything that I've done and why I've done it and explain how you can do it too. It may seem like a lot of work, so you could do one section at a time. Don't feel like you have to do it all together at the one point. So what I've put in this month is a wheel of life for you. The wheel of life is something I use in life coaching, and a lot of life coaches use this as well. It's a very simple and practical tool. I am into simplistic, easy and practical tools. I don't like things that are going to confuse me or make me feel more overwhelmed than I already am. And what this wheel has done is it's broken down in color-coded sections each aspect of your life: career, your attitude, so whether you're feeling positive or negative or what your attitude to life is like; your personal development, so how are you growing, how are you developing personally; your finances; your physical environment, which is your home life, how you're feeling in your home or about your home; your social life and your activities and your hobbies; your health and well-being, both physical, mental, and also emotional. And then relationships and romance, so friends, family, and romantic relationships. So what I want you to do with this Wheel of Life is to take the Wheel of Life out, and you're going to grade each area out of 10. And you'll see in your workbook, I've divided these down for you. So the 8 areas and out of 10. 0 will be the lowest and 10 will be the highest. So if you are experiencing a really, really bad time in work, you might put it at 2 out of 10. And I want you to take time to look at these and to look at exactly where they are now and actually date this. Like whatever day you're sitting down, date it. I did this in such a date in April 2017 because it's really good to look back on in a couple of months. I've also given you a section to add anything you'd like to do to the list there as well. So if you've any other areas that you feel aren't covered in those 8, do write it down, okay, or anything more specific you want to focus on. And then what I want you to do next, and this is the part that you're going to work on yourself, is we're going to take each area. So you've 8 areas, but let's start with one area, which would be your health and well-being, for example, okay? And you're going to write down on a separate piece of paper, health and well-being. And then you're going to ask yourself the range of questions that I have listed here for that area specifically. So we've got clarity questions. And I want you to write the answers down on another piece of paper in a notebook or a journal that you might have. So in relation to your health and well-being, what is not working for you at this time? What is not working for you? Why do you feel it's not working? Oh, I've repeated that twice, sorry. So I have what is not working for you this time. Okay, ignore the second part. Why do you feel it's not working? How is this area of your life making you feel emotionally? So if you're feeling good about it, how does that make you feel? Positive, upbeat. If you're feeling low, how is it feeling? Making you want to sabotage yourself more, procrastination maybe might come up, or feeling very down in yourself. What is working for you in this area? So what's going on for you that is actually working in your health and well-being? And what are the positives of it? So we have to look at the good and the bad. So what's not working? What is working? How are both of those making you feel? Then you're going to take your choice questions. So what decisions and choices are you making currently, in this instance, about your health and well-being that you know are not helping you progress in this area? What decisions and choices then do you know you need to make at this time to make things for you, better for you, even if those choices may be hard to actually do? So sometimes we have to make choices that we know might be difficult. And they might be difficult because we're not feeling like we're in a good place to do that. So what that decision would be is, if I'm not in a good place or I don't feel motivated enough to look after my health and well-being, the choice I need to make is first and foremost, bring myself to a place of healing or to work on how to get myself motivated. Are you choosing to love yourself in this area of your life? If yes, why have you chosen to love yourself? And if no, why? And then what benefit will there be to looking after yourself and making better choices for yourself in regards to this area of your life? Okay, the next part then that we're going to move on to then are the change questions, okay? What action steps do you need to make to see changes happening? So what do you know that you actually need to do? Not so we've got the decision. So the decision can be a mental decision. I need to make a choice to decide to do this. But the change is then, what action steps? So do I need, if it's my health and well-being, to take more time out? Do I need to watch what I'm eating? Do I need to look after my emotional self better? That's all part of our health and well-being. What limiting beliefs do you need to let go of to progress? So what are you telling yourself that's negative about yourself? I'm not good enough. I'm too overweight. I'll never be able to lose it. I'm always stressed and I have no way of making my stress any less. I have too many responsibilities. I'm never going to be able to put myself first. Tell yourself they are limiting beliefs. And remember that some of your limiting beliefs, while they're limiting to you, may actually feel very realistic to you. And I'm not trying to trivialize that in any way or tell you that that's not the case. But what we have to do is always find solutions, and that's what this clarity is about. If you want to make better choices and make and create and experience wonderful change, you actually have to have the clarity of mind to get there. So if there's no solution to a limiting belief, then what do we do? Do we just sit back and let it happen, or do we say, let me look at it a different way? What has been holding you back emotionally from making these changes? So sometimes we actually do hold ourselves back for emotional reasons. Not because we don't have time or we have too many responsibilities. It's literally because, like I mentioned earlier, I'm not feeling good enough in myself. I feel down. I don't feel motivated. Okay? And then what circumstances or situations have been holding you back from making change? So these can be the very practical, realistic ones. I don't have time. I don't have support. I have children and nobody to help me out during the day if I need to take a break for myself. Okay? And get realistic about those as well. So if those are very realistic and they have been holding you back, what little things might you be able to do to ease them a bit? Even if you can't change them entirely, but ease them or see some progression with them. And then the last part is, why do you want change in this area? If you want something badly enough, you'll find a way to get there. And this month is all about progression. I do a lot of other things, like we've done the self-care bundle, which is all about self-compassion, self-care, self-love, minding yourself. And you might feel at this point that you need more self-care. So go back and do the self-care bundle. We also have the bundle on limiting beliefs as well. So you might be finding that they're just things you're constantly telling yourself and you really want to work through them. So go back and do those bundles first. It may be as simple as that. Either way, you can do this. You've got this, you can do this, you can progress forward. It does take time, and that's why I've broken it up into these sections. So then what you'll do is you'll go back and you'll ask those questions for each area of your life and the 8 areas that are mentioned above. So you may feel like just taking an area of priority at the moment, which might be just your health and well-being, yourself, your actual personal self, and do that and then move on to career or finances. Or you may be in a place that you want to do everything together. Whatever works best for you, just make sure that it is best for you. That's the only thing I would say. So look, here is to a month of having more clarity, making better choices and experiencing wonderful change. I'm going to be doing this myself as well. And I actually got started yesterday. So I was putting all of this together again. And I'm really excited to bring this to you. And please do get in touch if you have any questions that you want me to answer. I'm here for anything like that at all. And I wish you a wonderful month ahead. And I can't wait to hear how you get on.